Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 927. Viraha. We just had Dushkritiha, which ha here gives the sense of he who kills or destroys. So Dushkritiha means who kills the wrongdoers. Viraha. Vira is a well-known word which means hero. So it means the killer of heroes. This name came up twice already. Names 168 and 747 in the numbering system that we're following. Does that mean that anyone who does any great deeds, they will be killed by Krishna? Yes, everyone. Everyone is killed by Krishna, the time factor, who we've seen as Kala and various other names in Vishnu Sahasranama. Even the good guys are ultimately killed. But particularly, we're considering Viraha as Vishnu who kills the great, powerful demons. This was just discussed in Dushkritiha. Pretty much everyone in this material world is sinful, apart from those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu. Everyone is sinful. But Krishna comes to kill the really big, big demons, like Hiranyakashipu. And along with Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu's demoniac associates. So when the demon becomes so big that no one else can kill him, then particularly at that time, the demigods pray to Lord Vishnu to appear, which he does. So the big, big demons who he kills, their big names, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, these are great heroes. They're exceptionally powerful demons who did perform heroic activities of conquering, showing their might. Of course, simply to be powerful is not in and of itself heroic. We like to think of a hero as noble also. But here, Vira is understood in the sense of simply one who is very powerful and is quite capable of killing others. So those who kill others are killed by Vishnu. Baladev Vidyabhushan, following the lead in this series of names of Sri Parashara Bhatta, takes this name Viraha in relation to the deliverance of Gajendra. So here Viraha, the crocodile, was very powerful and was killed by Vishnu. Or more importantly, a comment on this is that Vishnu destroyed the powerful bonds, like the ropes of material attachment, that tied Gajendra to death. Gajendra, being caught by the crocodile, was facing a death. But even if the crocodile had not caught him, he would be facing death, because everyone in this world is facing death. There is a term, mrityumukhi, which means in the mouth of death. So Gajendra was pretty much literally in the mouth of death, being caught in the mouth of the crocodile. But in this material world, we're all in the mouth of death. And we are, in other words, we're all going to face having the bodies that we're presently inhabited. We're all going to have to witness the death of that body. So this death, again and again and again, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, again and again getting born, again and again dying, is caused by the powerful ropes that bind us with attachment, desire. So the real great gift that Vishnu gave to Gajendra was destroying the powerful bonds that tied him to this material world. One meaning given by the commentators is that Vishnu kills the opponent warriors who obstruct the free flow of rivers. How about that? Those who make dams. Of course, dams can have their use also. We know from the Bhagavatam, Parashuram killed Kartavirya Arjuna, who obstructed the flow of the Narmada River by his hands. That's an instance. To be viraha, to kill great heroes, that person must himself be a greater hero. So Bhagavan Vishnu was the greatest hero. It's described about Lord Sri Ramachandra. He was a vira in so many ways. There are different terms. Dayavira, he was a hero of compassion. In other words, his compassion was such that it was on a remarkably high level, extraordinary level. He was Tyagavira. In renunciation, he was a great hero. Vidyavira, he in study, he applied himself. And that's also described in Ramayana, that he studied very carefully in his childhood and youth. He was heroic in fighting and battle. Parakramavira, his heroism in compassion was exhibited in his adherence to the truth, and in this way he benefited all creatures. How about that? Compassion means, in this context, it is seen as adherence to truth and thus benefiting everyone by setting such a great example. Heroism in study was seen in the manner that he served his gurus in such a manner they became so pleased with him that they taught him all that they saw that he needed. His heroism in tyaga, in renunciation, is easy to understand. How he was insistent on leaving his kingdom and going to the forest and living there without complaint. His heroism in battle was seen again and again and again, particularly famously in his fight with Ravana and the demoniac followers of Ravana. And there are other terms that can be used also. Danavir, hero of charity. We have that in relation to Lord Rama in the name in Vishnu Sahasranam, Bhuridakshina. The word vira can be connected with so many other words. Karmavira, one who is heroic in his activities within this world. Dharmavira, one who is heroic in practicing and upholding dharma. Another very important meaning of vira is, for us, very important for us who are entangled in the cycle of birth and death, is that he who destroys our going on birth after birth, birth after birth after birth, womb to womb, on and on in birth and death, who ends our incarceration in this material world. Vira, one meaning of vira can be understood as diversified ways. So our existence in this material world, we take so many forms in so many situations, he ends that. Or vira can, in the meaning of diverse, means he, Bhagavan Vishnu, functions in innumerable ways in innumerable situations. So in this way, he's known as he, and in doing so, he delivers us from our miserable functioning in innumerable fields, in innumerable situations. Another meaning is that he destroys those who drink liquor. How about that? This name can be unpacked to mean that he destroys those who drink liquor. And a famous example is that he destroyed the Yadavas who drank liquor. So there's an instruction in that also, that those who drink liquor, even they be related directly to the Supreme Lord, they go against the principles of dharma, first of all by drinking liquor, and then when the mind is polluted by doing so, they perform so many sinful and violent activities. Of course, we also understand that this destruction of the Yadu dynasty by mutual infighting, that was also an arrangement of the Supreme Lord. But it also has a lesson that even people who are very pious, if they somehow or other they become, or if they deliberately take intoxication, then it's going to seriously, adversely affect their consciousness. So those of us who are intoxicated by the idea of enjoying this material world or have had the habit of ingesting hallucinogenic drugs or alcohol can pray to Viraha to destroy this bad tendency in us. Of course, Lord Balaram is famous for being fond of Varuni. Varuni is the name of one of his wives, and it's also the name of the intoxicating beverage which he, in his transcendental state, drinks and is never to be compared with a materially infected drunkard. Another meaning of Vira, if the Sanskrit is unpacked, can be those who say that there is no Supreme Lord above the jivas, that the jivas themselves are Parameshwara. They are called Vira. They are sent to eternal hell. Not completely eternal, but it's a very sinful thing to do. So Vishnu is called Viraha. He destroys their mad, proud ranting. I am God, you are God, we are all God, everyone is God, but particularly, usually, I've realized I'm God, so I'm more God, blah, 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 on and on and on. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, who delivered us from these mad rantings and people who madly rant that we are all God. No. Saying that I am God may make us think that we are very heroic and very bold and very great. We may consider ourselves a great hero, Vira, but there is Viraha, the Supreme Lord, who destroys our nonsensical ideas, our nonsensical rantings, so we can go to hell where everyone is shouting at each other as they suffer. I'm God! No, I'm God! I'm God! I'm God! All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who, being the most munificent avatar in this age of Kali, taught us to chant the holy names of Krishna and be freed from all ridiculous ideas and be free from the danger of hellish life. Vanchā kalpa tarubhyas chakri pāsindhu vevacchā patitānam bhāvanai bhyo vaiṣṇavai bhyo namo namah. Shantakaram Bhujakashayam Papanabham Suresham Vishvadharam Gagana Sadrisham Megavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmi Kantam Kamalanayam Yogi Vidyanagamyam Vandaya Vishnam Bhavabhayaram Sarvalokaitanantam Jayati Jananivasa Devaki Janmavado Yaduvara Parashat Swayar Dhorbir Asyan Adharmam Stirachara Vrijana Ghana Susvita Sri Mukhena Vrajapura Vanitanam Vadhyan Kamadevam Vahapirang Natavaravapu Karnayo Karnikaram Vipratvasa Kanaka Kapishang Vajayang Ting Jamalam Randran Veno Adarsudhya Purya Gopavrindar Vindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Pravishang Gita Kirti Sri Radhaya So kyang chaja vadanu bhavata ki drishang vedi lova tad bhavada tad bhavada.